Today, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence went deeper into allegations linking the CIA to the rise of the U.S. crack epidemic in the 1980s. For months, rumors have circulated that the CIA was involved in cocaine trafficking to raise money for the anti-communist Contras in Nicaragua. That charge is denied by both U.S. officials and former rebel leaders. That did not convince spectators at today's hearing, who disrupted the proceedings. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The hearing room was packed with restless onlookers, eager to hear the Nicaraguan rebel leaders implicate the CIA. The Senate committee is investigating whether the CIA looked the other way as rebels allegedly sold crack cocaine in California in the 1980s and used the money to fund their war against the Nicaraguan government. The inquiry came after a series of articles published by the San Jose Mercury News. The Mercury News stopped short of accusing the CIA of dealing in drugs, but several members of Congress and residents of the Los Angeles neighborhoods concerned are suspicious. The committee found no smoking gun today. The first witness was former Contra leader Adolfo Calero.
All of this story, rather than about crack, is about crap.
They know about what happened. They have.
At this point, the audience had had enough. One man stood up and said he wanted to hear from other witnesses. Republican Senator Arlen Specter, the chairman of the committee, bided his time, hoping the crowd would settle down.
We are going to have to proceed with this hearing. If there is anything you have to tell the committee...
But he could not proceed, as one person after another hopped up and accused the committee of cover-up. Routinely in cases like this, the chairman will have the Capitol Police escort demonstrators out. But sensitive to the cover-up accusations, Specter allowed the protesters to stay. And in an unusual move, he invited a House member, Maxine Waters from Los Angeles, to join the questioning. With that, Waters pelted Calero with questions.
Mr. Norman Meneses was a known drug dealer in Nicaragua. Did you know that?
No.
Calero would not admit to knowing of any drug money. Waters asked specific questions of the other witness as well, Eden Pastora, who was the top resistance leader on Nicaragua's Southern Front. But it was Senator Specter who asked him the question that everyone was waiting to hear.
Do you have any knowledge at all of any CIA involvement in the sale of drugs to help finance the Contra effort in the Nicaraguan war?
No tengo ningún conocimiento.
I have no knowledge of anything of the sort, and please rest assured that if I had seen any such thing, I would have informed a senator or a congressman of the United States.
The audience's frustration was visible, and Specter almost apologized for leaving the crowd unsatisfied.
This has been a very unusual hearing, and this is a very unusual matter. What we are trying to do is to separate the gossip, the hearsay, and the tales from what the facts are.
Specter promised to continue the probe. He invited anyone with information about the investigation to come talk to his staff. At that, people streamed forward, a graphic indication that for the people who have watched their streets become flooded with cocaine, the question of government involvement is far from settled. I'm Barbara Bradley in Washington.